now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and the program is the Roland Trujillo Show. 20 years on the air, bringing you this message. What is my message? First of all, it is, in a nutshell, I realize, and I know, and you know too, but I need to bring it to your attention so that you can see just how critically important it is. We all react too much. We are way too reactive. We become upset. See, we become upset, we do or say the wrong thing. Then we see that we did or said the wrong thing, and that upsets us. Then we try to clean up our mess, and we make things worse. And we lose confidence in ourselves, so we look to other people, and then they tell us what to do. Then we do what they say, and then later on we find out that we were used or abused, taken advantage of, cheated, lied to. And we find out that we're in worse shape than we were. And so the answer is to find our lodestar, refind our center of dignity, refind from which we have intuition, from which we can, well, live and move and have our being with a proper motivation called love. And with wisdom, a modicum of wisdom, with some understanding, with some common sense. Now let me say this again, because, you know, those of you who listen to me a lot, you know what I'm talking about. But those of you who are listening for the first time don't know what I'm talking about. See, I maintain, and I know that I'm right, that true wisdom, true understanding, true guidance comes through intuition. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we humans are not apes. We are not monkeys. No, we're not risen apes. We are, in fact, created by God in His image and likeness. But the way we are now, if you look at the average person today, you know, you can't always see that that's the case. Now, and we make a lot of mistakes. We don't seem like chips off the old block. Now, what has happened? Well, it's because we've been separated. We're separated from God. We're separated from our Creator. We're separated from our Father. That's right, we're separated from our Father. Now, if you look at families, look at families. I understand that I don't know statistics, but I believe that, like, you know, I heard someone say the other day, somebody that does youth ministry in the Christian church, said it's like 47% of the kids in his church come from broken families, single parent families. And I think at least half of all kids, at least half, probably maybe more, are from single parent families. A lot of kids don't know who their father is or was. Or they know who their father is or was, but he's not there anymore. He's gone. See? So the family has broken up. But you can see the results of it. You can see the results of it. You see crime. You see crime and drug addiction and alcoholism and pain and suffering and misery and confusion and a lack of many things. I was listening to a nice man the other day that has a youth ministry or something. He said these are the three questions that young people have today. Question number one, does anybody love me? Question number two, does anybody care? Question number three, do I have a future? Does anyone love me? Does anyone care? Do I have a future? Ladies and gentlemen, there you have the evidence that we are that family is broken apart, and that not having a father there is not a good thing for kids. And so now you can see why the human race is in a mess. We're separated from our Heavenly Father. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on streaming audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to the beginning of this program, you could simply, you could turn the radio off now and just ponder what I have just said. Then later you could go to the podcast at kcaaradio.com, listen to the podcast of this program, listen to the beginning of it over and over again. There's a lot to ponder. So the answer is obvious. We have to refind our spiritual roots. We have to refind some kind of a connection, some kind of a rapport. Well, we still have a connection, but I'll get into that in just a moment. But we need to find a rapport with our Heavenly Father. It's that simple. Now you can call Him the Great Spirit, God, our Heavenly Father. But most people do not know Him. They don't know Him. They may know about Him. See, they know about Him, but they don't really know Him. So that's what this program is all about. Now, if you could get back in touch, so you don't, but we don't know how to find Him. See, that's the other thing. We don't know how to find Him. So that's what this program is to help people do. And so I say, okay, now here's the other thing. Now I say that we find God within. And I say that intuition is our closest link to God. See, there's the connection. See, there's at least the basic connection. It's intuition. Like I've always said, God gives animals instinct. He gives humans intuition. It's what you kind of know in your heart, what you wordlessly know deep down, even when you were a little child. When you were 2 years old or 3 years old or 4 years old, you saw things. You knew things. See? You just looked out and wordlessly saw. See? No one had to teach you. When you were a little tiny child, if someone was being cruel or someone was being unfair, they were being unfair. You saw it. No one had to teach you. You just saw the unfairness. Well, that's your intuition. Now, when we stray from our... So now how do we stay in touch with our intuition? Well, we just stay in touch with it. That's all. You had it when you were close to your intuition, you were a little child. And people who stay close to their intuition their whole life, see, if they stay close to their intuition, then they become the Tiger Woods, the George Washingtons, the Michael Faradays, the Nikola Teslas, the Albert Einsteins, see, the Thomas Edisons, the Madame Curies, the Sojourner Truths, the Susan B. Anthonys. See, they become the great athletes, the great artists, the Beethovens, the Mozarts, the great inventors. See? Intuitively. And those people who really stay close to their intuition, well, or refined it, see. Or they don't stray too much, they stray a little bit, they make some mistakes, they go out in the world, they make some boo-boos, see, they become angry and upset, they have their ups and downs, they make all the mistakes that most of us make, and then later on they start coming back to their intuition again. Well, those are the people who then become the Pauls, see, the Davids, the Moses, the Jeremiah, the Isaiah, see. And down through the ages, there have been wonderful Christian mystics, people who have found this inner rapport with God, people like Madame Guyon, or François Fénelon in France, or Michael Molinos, people like that. They've been very close to their intuition, and they try to help other people find it. Well, that's what I'm doing. See? So now you see, so now, how do we lose track of our intuition? How do we lose track with it? Because it's through our intuition, through this inner, see, that you can learn of God. You will find your own way, the way you're supposed to go. You'll be intuitively guided. But how do we fall away? Well, a couple of ways. Number one, we become upset. We become upset through reacting to the outside. Now, it usually begins when people are mean and cruel and they tease us. When you were a little kid, did people tease you? I bet they did. It's a lot of tease, cruel tease. See, parents threatening. Parents threatening. A lot of parents say, "Oh, I wish you'd never been born. And if you don't stop paying attention to me and listening to what I tell you, if you stop giving me a hard time, one of these days I'm going to leave and I'm never going to come back." Oh, mommy, don't say that. Don't say it. See, stuff like that. Or, "You're no good. Your brother's good. You never gave me any hard time. But you're always just never do anything right. You always get everything wrong. You're just nothing but trouble. Why can't you be like your sister?" You know, that sort of thing. And you go to the schoolyard, and there's tease, tease, tease. And then some kids are teachers' pets, and that's a form of tease. And then you're pressured to be ambitious, to study, to be ambitious, to rise above everybody else. See? Pressure, pressure, pressure. See? And conformity pressure. See? What they've done, instead of children staying at home and being with their parents and being homeschooled and, see, that sort of thing. Now they take the children, now the children drop the kids off at the public school, which is atheist and godless, and the children there are pressured with political correctness. See? Pressured with political correctness and atheistic propaganda. Pressure, pressure, pressure. See? And they're taken away from home and then put into these groups where there's cruelty and meanness and bullying and so forth. So there's pressure, peer pressure. Pressure to give in to the group, give in to the gang. See, give in to the pop culture. So there's in itself, that's a separation from God and from Father. See, Father, in a family, Father represents God. He stands in for God. He may not do a very good job of it, but you know, but he still holds that station. That's his station in life. See? He may do an okay job, or maybe not a very good job, but that's his station. But when Father's not there, or when we resent our Father, or when he fails us, then we look to other leaders, see? And then, like I said, we go out in the world, we become upset. So when you become upset, that separates you from your inner ground of good, see? And so instead of flowing effortlessly and intuitively from within, you begin to act emotionally based on reaction. You become angry, then you do something in angrily or resentfully. You become fearful, you do something in fear. You see what I mean? Someone teases you and excites you with something that you want, and then you move greedily, excitedly, nervously, upsettedly. Are you with me? So that separates you from your inner ground of good. And then, of course, people teach us to look to our imagination and to our intellect for answers, or to them, to external authorities. So we spend all of our time lost in intellect. We look to our intellect for answers, and we look to authorities to feed our intellect. So everything is backwards. Instead of intuition and God, it's intellect, emotion, and external authorities. My name is Roland Trujillo. I'll be right back. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the program is the Roland Trujillo Show. Yes, go to RolandTrujillo.com to find out all the wonderful resources that we have. So, perhaps you can see now what we have to offer here. So, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to help you get back in touch with your intuition, back in touch with God, find a rapport with Him, begin to follow your intuition, see, instead of following other people who mislead you, become more independent, see, more self-sufficient, see, become empowered to see for yourself, realize what is right and what is true, move, you know, with wisdom and grace, see, instead of being a reactive animal, moving angrily and excitedly and lustfully and greedily and fearfully, see. Now, can you see why it is in a lot of authorities, see, perhaps well-meaning, some are well-meaning, but misguided. Most of them have been cut off from their own inner ground of good, too, see. If you go to school, if you go to college, nobody teaches you about intuition. Nobody teaches you how to refine your intuition, see. What they do is they get people who have been separated through being upset, and through doubt, and through tease, and through pressure, see, who are separated and therefore lost and looking for answers. And then they say, oh, we have the answers. Why get an education? You know, stuff your brain, take all these classes, stuff your brain, and then you'll be smart. You'll be a smart. And so you buy into that. That's not to say that there's anything wrong with studying. No. Nothing wrong with learning. See? As long as it's not a substitute for understanding. See? Learning, as long as you have understanding with knowledge, it's good. My intuition leads me to knowledge. See? I just somehow intuitively go here, go there, get a book here, listen to a program on the radio there, go to the internet here, watch a video there. And I can pick out little clues and tidbits and put things together. Put things together so I can really see what's going on. And these things are good for me to know. See, my intuition guides me as to what's good for me to know. And so I can study and, you know, take classes and so on. And it doesn't take me away from my intuition. Supplements. Combined with intuition, why it's really good. But the point that I'm getting at is that it's most authorities, even if they're well-meaning, you know, deep down and subconsciously, they don't want you to find your intuition. They don't want you to be independent and free, because then you wouldn't need them anymore. See, they're addicted to your needing them, and they get power through your needing them and money. So you have no idea how much, you know, these people, how much teachers make. They make a lot of money. You know, it's a lie that they don't. Yes, maybe there are some teachers at little Christian schools here and there. They don't make a lot, but the average public school teacher makes a lot of money, has a lot of benefits, you know, works 9 months out of the year, and even those relatively short 5-day-a-week hours, and lots of holidays, and lots of vacations, and see, they got it made. And then you should see the salaries that these bureaucrats make. Hello, some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the point that I'm making is that these authorities, they have power, see, and a sense of purpose and a sense of and money and perks. When people need them, you see what I mean? And so they're not going to tell you that. See, they don't have intuition. They're lost themselves. They're cut off from their intuition, most of them. If they have some intuition at all, they doubt it. So the answer for the individual human being is to reestablish contact with intuition. And through intuition to have a reestablished rapport with God. Now what happens is that when we begin to sense our intuition again, because we've been avoiding in conscious. See, and the other thing, which I've said many times, of course, is that when we stay away from intuition and don't pay attention to it, then it becomes conscience. It's still there, but now it feels like conscience. It's making us aware that we're not doing things right. That we are cut off from God. That we are making boo-boos and errors. See? And so if somebody doesn't want to admit they're wrong, then they're going to avoid conscience. And that increases their guilt. So we have a real guilt that accrues. Not a guilt in relationship to other people, but a guilt vis-a-vis our Creator. And it feels like conscience. And so if you were to learn how to become still, that's the way to reestablish contact with your intuition is to become still. See? Find your calm, your still center of dignity. Learn to sit still. And refine it. And then you'll become aware of your intuition. But because you've strayed from it for so long, see, you'll start to be aware in the light of intuition of some things that you've done wrong or are doing wrong. Like maybe you hated your mom or you resent your dad or you're being cruel to your kids or you hate your brother. You see what I mean? Things like that. It'll make you aware of those things. And to reestablish a rapport with God, that means you have, when you see that you hated your mom or dad or something, when you see that, then you have to be sorry. That's what God wants. See? It says in the Bible that God will not despise a contrite heart. See? He likes it when you see that you've been wrong and you're sorry. Then He forgives you. See? That's the most beautiful thing. Then you become a friend of God. Incidentally, I have a new book. Relatively new book. It's been out a month or two. It's called Becoming a Friend of God. It is such a beautiful book. You should go to RolandTrujillo.com. Then up in the right-hand corner, you'll see some of my blogs. Just visit some of those blogs, and you'll immediately see reference to my books there, and you can start clicking on them and you'll see how to order. It's very easy to order. You can order by phone or by internet using your credit card. They're published by Cafe Press, and they're just beautiful books. So the one I'm mentioning now is Becoming a Friend of God. So here's what you need to do. See, if you got problems, you've got health problems, relationship problems, self-esteem problems, worry problems, finance problems, health, what did I say? Just any problems that you have. See, the basis of them all is separation from God. See, separation from intuition. And so I would say the first thing is to spend a little time getting back in touch with your intuition. Okay? So you should get my meditation. Go to RolandTrujillo.com, get my meditation. You can listen to it free. Start to meditate. Get a couple of my books. Read them. Take some time to get to know yourself again. Get to know your intuition. Get to know God. And your whole life will be on the mend. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Please visit RolandTrujillo.com or CoachRoland.com. They'll both take you to the same place, CoachRoland.com. Get my meditation for free. Listen to it. Get some of my books. Listen to some of my programs. And take some time to unwind, to de-stress, to get back in touch with yourself and stand back and get a perspective on life. Start to hear the birds singing again. See the sunshine and the birds singing. And smell the flowers. And get to know your Creator. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.